Mission Improbable by the Boom Jennies. Episode 4, Aliens.
Oh, I don't think much of this aeroplane food, Jane. The lemon wafer's all soggy.
Yeah, that's a hand wipe, Amelia.
Oh, good. Don't want to get greasy fingerprints on my presentation notes. I still can't believe I'm going to be a guest speaker at the Texas Equine Conference.
I can't believe you're still pretending you can talk to horses, Amelia.
It's called horse whispering, Lucy. Thanks for coming with me, guys.
Any excuse to meet a cowboy? Where else do you think I spent 100 quid hiring this tasseled suede ensemble?
And I've been meaning to go to Dallas for ages. It's about time this whole JFK conspiracy got tied up.
Do you think you know who really did it then?
Nah. But give me 20 minutes with a protractor, a stepladder and a replica rifle and I'll be able to tell you. If that doesn't get me top story in the New York Times, I don't know what will.
Nah. Interested in conspiracies, huh? This seat taken?
Ooh, hello, a man in uniform.
You want to hear a real secret? I got a big one.
I bet you have.
But I can't talk about it. It's classified. I can't even tell you my name.
Sorry, who are you?
General Dick Monroe.
Oh, dear!
General, hi. Mind if I have a fiddle with your medals?
Get off him, Lucy. We don't need some sozzled squaddy breathing whiskey all over us for the next 5 hours. Haven't you got other people to bore?
Fine. I'll tell someone else about the hidden bunker in the Arizona desert where we are experimenting on aliens.
Sorry, what?
Damn, I mustn't talk about it. I've been disciplined for this before. I'm on my final warning.
Amelia, get the general another mini scotch.
Do you mind if I hold your pistol?
The one thing I will tell you is that we've bagged ourselves a real-life alien. And we're carrying out the autopsy tomorrow night. And the whole operation is codenamed...
Operation... What's a funny name?
He's fallen asleep, Amelia. But not before giving me the biggest story of my career.
Amazing. We haven't even landed, and already I've met an eligible man.
Yeah, eligible for our pension.
Dick! General Monroe!
Don't wake him up, Lucy. This is perfect. Now, pass me that file he's holding, marked classified information.
Wow! This convertible is a total hunk magnet. Top off, just how I like it. Woohoo!
Lucy, sit down and put your cowboy shirt back on. No one wants to see those first thing in the morning. Amelia, hold my dictaphone up to my mouth. I've got some important observations to record. Using advanced interrogation techniques, I have prized top secret information from a US general about a genuine extraterrestrial...
I can't believe you swallowed all that alien crap, Jane. It was obviously just a ruse by General Dick to get me down to his bunker for some funny business.
Jane, I've just checked the map and I think we might have been going in the wrong direction for the last 3 hours. Dallas is back that way.
I know, Amelia. We're just popping to Arizona to investigate this alien story.
But the horse whispering Q&A starts at 5. Will we be back in time?
Not likely. Can you switch on the sat-nav so we can check where the hell we are, please?
Oh, okay.
Hello, my name is Donna.
Oh, hello, Donna.
It's a sat-nav, Amelia. It can't hear you.
You are 399 miles from your destination.
Gosh, she's clever, isn't she?
Annoying, if you ask me.
Look out! Man in the road!
Get out of the road, you maniac!
Put your hands in the air, or I'll shoot! I swear I'll shoot!
Oh, please, this is such a cliche.
Get out of the car!
Do not get out of the car.
Ooh, are you taking us hostage? Yes, please.
Okay, out of the car. Everyone out of the car.
Damn thing won't start.
Let me help you. Excuse me while I just lean over you. Okay, so it's clutch first, if you know what I mean.
Okay, lady.
In 398 miles, turn left.
Goddamn sat-nav!
Donna, are you okay?
Beware of hijackers on this road.
No, thank you very much. I have been walking for 6 hours straight in 50-degree heat.
The temperature is 28 degrees.
Yes, thanks for that. Our Chevy has been stolen by a crazed hijacker, no doubt fleeing in terror from a traumatic alien encounter.
I really think you're barking up the wrong tree with this alien stuff. The only thing that's going to be waiting for us at that bunker is a loved-up general and a candlelit dinner for two.
Guys, look. There's a little green man with his arms in the air. He's trying to signal to us.
That's a cactus, Jane.
All right, I'll give you that. But how do you explain that weird light on the horizon?
Oh, don't know. Hold on, I'll get the binoculars on it.
This may be my last report before I am taken by an alien spacecraft. As I move towards it, this unexplained glow begins to look like some kind of grotesque interplanetary script, though what it says is anyone's guess.
It says Big Bill's Smoking Hot Chili House. And underneath there's a banner saying Chili Challenge, win a car.
Welcome to Big Bill's. We got soup, we got salads, we got...
One chili challenge, please.
Oh, coming right up.
I've never met a man with fewer than two teeth before. It's strangely alluring.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a chili challenger. This little lady will attempt to eat a whole death bud chili.
Who's he talking to? There's only us in here.
We advise winners to remain within a 20-mile radius of a hospital at all times for the next 48 hours. Good luck.
Is that it? It's tiny. Oh. Well, that was easy. I didn't even need to chew it.
Well, hot dang. Hey, no one never done that before.
Keys, please, Bill.
Hope you put your toilet paper in the freezer.
This pickup truck drives like a dream. We're going to be at the military compound in no time.
Are you all right, Jane? You look a bit sweaty.
Yeah, just a bit hot.
Do you think Amelia's okay sat out the back there?
She insists on sticking with that mouthy machine. She's going to have to get used to it.
Donna just wanted me to let you know that you're 349 miles from your destination. Whoa! Jane, can you take it a bit slower, please? There's not much to hold on to out here.
Are you sure you're okay, Jane? You've got a funny colour.
I feel like I've swallowed a bonfire.
Whoa! Why are you speeding up?
My leg's cramping.
Take your foot off the accelerator, Jane.
I can't move it.
Can we slow down, please? I can't hold on for much longer.
We've lost Amelia.
Everything's gone fuzzy.
Don't black out, Jane. Don't black out. I've never driven a brawl before. Oh, you've blacked out. Oh, God, I've taken us off-road. I did not mean to do that. Wake up, Jane. I will not die before I make it to Dick.
Yogurt. Feed me yogurt.
Look, Jane, an alien.
Alien where?
In the middle of the road.
That's not an alien. That's Amelia.
Is she awake? Amelia? How on earth did you get ahead of us?
You were abducted by aliens.
The last thing I remember is falling off the back of the truck and hitting my head.
What did they look like? Did they probe you?
We must have just driven around in a circle, Jane. Can we get going? I do not want to keep the general waiting any longer. The truck just exploded. My sparkly Stetson was in there.
Oh, so was Donna.
The aliens know we're onto them. They're trying to kill us. And here they come, disguised as horses.
They are horses, Jane. Just give me your lasso, Lucy.
I knew this cowgirl outfit was a wise investment.
Come here, boys. Come on.
That's incredible.
That's what 500 people in Dallas would be saying right now if I'd made it to that conference. Shall I ask him if he minds giving us a lift?
He's not a taxi driver, Amelia.
Right, which way to the alien autopsy?
In 100 miles, turn left.
Donna, you're alive!
I never thought I'd be so glad to hear that smug little voice.
It seems you've had an accident.
Spoke too soon.
Mount the steed, ladies. I'm glad I went for the spurred boots. Yee-haw!
You have reached your destination.
Everyone off!
What? There's nothing here. It's just desert.
You have reached your destination.
You have been taking us to the wrong place this whole time, you stupid machine. Eat dust, Donna! What was that? Sounded like she hit something metal.
She did. Look at this plaque. Boswell Military Research Facility.
Ha ha!
Really? Thank you, Donna.
You have made a U-turn.
Guys, I think we might be standing on some sort of hatch.
Oh, my God!
Is everyone okay? That was a long way down.
Better than okay, Amelia. Having penetrated the USA's toughest security system, I am now in a high-tech underground hangar, searching for the alien autopsy.
Shh! Someone's coming.
General Dick!
I can't believe you made it.
I know. Together at last in a subterranean bunker. It's all so romantic.
I don't understand. I had my best men making sure you wouldn't get here.
What?
The hijacker, the car bomb, the poisonous chili, all me. Not to mention a sat-nav so annoying there was no way you'd keep hold of it.
There are currently no travel updates.
You guys are good.
You know why we're here, General. Now show me the little green men.
There are no little green men. Put these scrubs and face masks on and let's get you out of here.
Don't mind if you do. But do these two gooseberries have to come with?
Shush! If anyone sees you, we're all in serious trouble. Now move it!
I'm sorry, General, but you promised me aliens and I'm not leaving here till I get them.
Look, I drunk 22 whiskey miniatures. I was off my head. Huh?
General Monroe!
Oh, God.
Yes, sir!
You didn't tell me the team from the Pentagon had arrived. How are you, gentlemen?
Real good, partner.
What's the president's decision in relation to that other matter?
He said to, proceed.
Really? Okay, I'll tell the commander we've got the go-ahead to nuke Canada.
You can't do that!
Amelia!
What? You're not from the Pentagon? General, who are these imposters?
Jane Roberts, freelance journalist. I've rumbled your bunker, and I'm not leaving here until you show me an alien.
You are not leaving here, period.
Tiny one?
I can't believe this has happened again, General. You really are the most incompetent piece of...
Lucy, you've knocked him out!
I will not have anyone speak about my dick like that.
Okay, you three, we're getting out of here right now. Come on!
Is this the thanks I get for defending your honor?
You cannot kick us out. I demand to see an alien.
Like I said, ladies, no aliens here. Aha, this must be the exit. Wrong door. Damn, this place is like a maze. I was hoping I wouldn't have to do this. Okay, against the wall, ladies. Eyes to me.
Guys, come and sit down. ET starts in 5 minutes.
No thanks. I don't know why you're interested in all that alien nonsense, Amelia. It's so far-fetched.
I've got popcorn.
I can't believe the New Yorker rejected my JFK article. They say there's no way it could have been a suicide. What a pointless trip.
Au contraire, Jane. If we hadn't gone, I never would have ended up embroiled in a passionate and, quite frankly, filthy love affair with a ranch hand in Houston. That reminds me, I need to show you the photos.
You should write an article about my horse whispering demonstration, Jane. Some people were calling me the female Dr. Doolittle.
No thanks, Amelia.
That's weird. I can't find any of the pictures I took. Where's the one of us riding bareback?
You are 4,745 miles from your destination.
Why have you got a sat-nav in your pocket, Amelia?
Absolutely no idea. It's been driving me mad. Won't stop going on about some place called Boswell in Arizona. I can't work out which button to press to shut it up.
Ugh, give it to me.
Memory erased.
Mission Improbable was written by and starred the Boom Jennies, who are Lizzie Bates, Anna Emerson and Katrina Knox, with additional roles by Nick Walker and Gordon Kennedy. It was produced by Dave Lamb and Richie Webb and is a Top Dog production for BBC Radio 4.